Reese dancing all over the field so far, and we're about halfway through the second quarter. And a kickoff to about the 25-yard line to Diaz. Gets out to about the 33, where he's brought down by a slew of Harbor Beach special teams. We have a player down for Lakers at the 38-yard line. Calling onto the staff immediately. He's not moving. Personnel standing by from both sides of the ball. Three coaches and emergency personnel now running onto the field. This is the scary part about high school football. You never know. It can only take one hit. I always like to tell the story of my friend, number 44, Josh Rouse from Michigan State, the fullback. His senior year, he was the captain of the team. Went out first play of the game on special teams on the kickoff. Went in for the tackle. Wasn't even involved in the tackle. And actually flew right over the
The pile?
The pile. Landed on his head and actually broke two vertebrae in his neck.
Oof.
He said he ran off the field and felt like his head was falling off.
Yeah.
And luckily he's okay now. He actually is a grad assistant for the Michigan State Spartans now. Very intelligent, great guy. And you just hate to see that happen. Now there's a few EMTs, a doctor out there, as well as a physical therapist.
Play
7 minutes and 52 seconds left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 28, Lakers nothing with a down player. Haven't seen a number on him yet. Trying to figure that out still.
Well, the scary part, Clark, he still hasn't moved, so we still can't see his jersey number. He's face down into the turf right now.
I can see him breathing, but he has not moved. He's face down. But that's about it. His arms are moving. His legs are moving. Rolls over to his backside. As crews continue to work on him.
Oh, they got him rolled over onto his backside now.
Don't want to take any chances, especially with the MHSAA making a strong initiative. It's actually going through the legislature at the same time of making sure once you have if any signs of concussion, you are out for the rest of the game until you can get to a medical staff as much as needed, indeed. Looks like they're going to start bringing him up here. Right now, we're in a stoppage. Laker player down. Laying on his 37-yard line. Almost looks like number 62, Jack Dutcher. A 6'1", 240 lineman. Sitting up, all limbs moving. That's a good sign. Emergency personnel working on him from both sides. Large credit to Eastern here on Ambulance for standing by at all games here in Harbor Beach. It's Harbor Beach 28, Lakers nothing. They have him sitting up now, still checking him out. We could be talking about a serious concussion or something more serious, not quite sure yet.
I think it's a safe bet it's a concussion. They got flashlights out. He looks like he's just trying to gather himself. I hope it's no worse than that anyways.
You always hate to see injuries on either side of the ball, whether you're rooting for the team or not. One play can change it all. At the same time, number 86, Austin Jones, looks a little beat up, so sorry. Looks like he's ready to... He's walking off as well. He's a little back spasm, it looks like. And here they are, sitting him up very gingerly. Both sides cheering him on, giving him some encouragement.
You might want to get some water for these guys.
Not quite sure who, as he's surrounded by emergency personnel. Trying to get his bearings.
Go ahead, but you can get a cup of water. This is the whole time.
And is walking on his own power slowly to the sideline. That is number 62, Jack Dutcher, a 6'1", 240-pound lineman for the Lakers. Gained some help off to the sideline, and looks like he's okay as far as severely.
He doesn't look like he's hobbling at all. It looks more along the lines of a head injury, a little dizzy maybe. Dutcher, if you remember earlier in the game, he recovered that fumble on defense for the Lakers, so he will be missed.
7:52 left in the second quarter. Play resumes. We have a timeout called by Lakers. So we'll be back after this. You're tuned to WLEW.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
Left in the first half, Harbor Beach with a 28-point lead. Lakers has not scored yet. Jack Dutcher being worked on the sidelines. He went down on the return of that last one. Lakers with the ball. Powerai, receiver to the right. That's number 7, Cal Binder. Two men in the backfield, post under center. Right to left crosser radio, starting his own 34-yard line. The handoff to Diaz around the right end. He breaks through the first tackle, gets about 5 yards, forced out of bounds at the 38-yard line. A late flag. This could be a late hit called on Harbor Beach. Regardless, right now it's a 5-yard gain for the Lakers.
A couple Pirates hanging around over there, pushing him out of bounds. I see number 2, Travis Essmaker. Number 40, Kyle Kramer over there. Probably had to be a late shove out of bounds or something there, Clark.
Gain of 6 for Diaz, and it's a late hit against Harbor Beach. That one could push them 15 more yards into Harbor Beach territory, right at the 47-yard line.
And the first down of the night for Lakers.
There you go. Move the chains. 1st and 10 for the green and white. Now into Harbor Beach territory by 3 yards, 47 yards for a score. And they have 7 minutes and 45 seconds to do so.
Very sure the penalty was on number 40 down here.
Kyle Kramer having a little discussion
with the defensive coordinator,
Ron Rubel. And it's a handoff to the left side. That's number 34, Diaz, once again. Getting up for 2 yards out to the 44-yard line. Diaz now with 7 carries that night for 6 yards. He's caught in the backfield 3 times and 1 for no gain.
Number 54, the nose guard, Josh Keyes, tripped him up.
2nd and 8. From the 44-yard line of Harbor Beach is the Lakers offense moving the chains for the first time this game. Receiver to the left, power eye behind post. It's a handoff to Diaz. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. He was gone in the backfield, actually. Struggled forward and pushed forward for about 1 yard. Going to bring up 3rd and 7. Number 54 for Harbor Beach, Josh Keyes, a little gingerly getting up.
He was in on that tackle, Clark. Looks like he's pointing to his thigh. Maybe he's got a knee to his thigh, coming up a little sore there.
Stays in the game regardless. He's a hockey player. 6:44 left in the first half, 28-0. Harbor Beach with the lead over the Lakers. 3rd and 7. Receiver out wide to the left is Kyle Binder. Post under center, 2 men behind him. Diaz, farthest back, stands 50, and we have a false start. The left guard decide to take off over the ball. You can't do that, unfortunately.
Just a little mistake.
Just a small mistake by number 64, Brandon Crone, 5'11", 200, lineman for Lakers.
It'll cost him 5 yards.
It's always the lineman, you know?
Always.
Not quite sure why. Just stating the facts here. So it's now 3rd and 12. After a 5-yard loss, 3rd and 12 from the 48-yard line. Post under center, same formation. Post looking to pass. Airs it out to his only receiver out there. Overthrows number 7, Kyle Binder, by about 1 yard. Otherwise, Avery Wehner would have been all over that for a 2nd pick of the night. Ball's incomplete and brings up